going to be speaking to the graduates, to those who will be confirmed, and to Merrimack McLean Parish. And I come up here once a year, so I'd like to try to find a common denominator that pertains to all of us, something that we can perhaps think about and take home with us. We also have the Vigil of Pentecost. Tomorrow is a very great feast. It's on the par of Christmas and Easter, when the Holy Ghost descended upon Mary and the Apostles, and the church began to flourish. 3,000 were baptized on the first Pentecost. I'm sure that tomorrow, during the sermon, you'll read about that and hear about that. But what is the common denominator that could pertain to our graduates, to those to be confirmed, and also to all of the members of the parish here? I would like to, first of all, speak about Christ. Our Lord was the greatest of all teachers. It had been foretold that when the Messiah, the promised Redeemer, would come, that he would open his mouth in parables and utter things hidden since the foundation of the world. Our Lord was the greatest of teachers. He could take a very simple example, and from that simple example, draw a very profound truth. There is a book on the parables of Christ, well written by a Monsignor Collin. He had written a moral theology book as well, but it is just a wonderful book for meditation. He outlines all the parables, all the stories of Christ, and there's some that are my favorite. One of them is where our Lord talks about what man, if his neighbor comes to him in the middle of the night and starts banging on his door and said, "Friend, I have visitors that have come from out of town and I have not bread to feed them. Give me some bread." And the man inside is going to say, "Go away, come back in the morning. I'm in bed, my children are sleeping." And Jesus says, "Amen, I say to you, if that man keeps knocking, he's going to get up and give him the bread, not because he's a friend, but because he wants to get rid of this guy who's disturbing his sleep." Our Lord knew human nature. He created us. But what is our Lord telling us in this wonderful parable? There's also the parable our Lord gives the example. He said, "What men of you, if your children ask for bread, are you so cruel that you can hand them a stone? Of course not. And if your children ask for an egg, are you going to hand them a scorpion?" And Jesus says, if you, being evil, know how to give good things to your children, how much more will God give good things to those who ask? Our Lord was telling his apostles, disciples, and followers about the importance of prayer, to pray with confidence. Your Father in heaven loves you. He knows what you need. Ask, and you shall receive. And persevere in asking. How important is prayer for all of us, without exception? Those of you who are graduating, we wish you very well. We hope that you succeed in life. But if you want to be a success, remember, Almighty God has to be a very important part of your life. There are issues and situations and circumstances that are going to come up very difficult for you to handle. But remember, with God you can do all things. There is no situation too big for God to handle. So remember, as you graduate, you commence a new phase in your life, pray your prayers every day. And especially when you're going through some particular temptation or difficulty. Those of you who are confirmed, going to be confirmed today. Stop and think. Mary and the apostles prayed for 9 days before the coming of the Holy Ghost, Pentecost. And prayer is such an important aspect because without God's grace, we're not going to have the clearness of mind to know and not going to have the strength of will to do the will of God. We need to pray. That's our channel to God's grace and pray well. And for all of us in this church, let us not forget the words of St. Alphonsus Liguori. He who does not pray will certainly lose his soul. We need to learn to pray every day and pray well. All of us, I'm sure, when we pray, we have our distractions, so easy to come by. But let us not get discouraged by that. When the distraction comes, push it away, refocus, once again, think about talking to God. Mean those prayers from our heart and think about those prayers in our mind, where truly God is listening to us. So we need to pray with humility. God doesn't have to help us. We're just sinful creatures. But we pray with not only humility, but great confidence. He's a loving Father. And as sinful as we are, God will hear our prayers. God will take care of things. God will work things out. And we should never, ever in our lives doubt that. If God does not give us what we want at the time that we want it, it's because he's going to give us something better at a time that we're going to most importantly appreciate it. It's interesting sometimes how God works. Sometimes God so uniquely, so singularly comes to our rescue, answers our prayers, that we're just totally speechless. How in the world did this happen? There is no way that this could have happened. It's only by God's intervention. As you know, we've been here how many years now, coming up for every graduation. We always like to tell a story. Well, I'm going to tell you a story because if I get any longer, I start making a false leap. So, this is the power of prayer. The power of prayer. There is a prayer that I learned here. I went to school here, I think, in 1971, 72 with Father Kasmer. And there's a prayer that I learned. O Jesus, who has said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto thee. Through the intercession of the Holy Mother Mary, I knock, I seek, I ask, and my prayers be granted. O Jesus, who has said, ask anything of the Father in thy name, and he will grant it you. Through the intercession of the Holy Mother Mary, I ask the Father in thy name. O Jesus, who has said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words will not pass away. Through the intercession of Holy Mother, I humbly ask my prayer to be heard. I pray that prayer every single day, but especially in time of need. Especially in time of need. Now, not all my needs are that critical, and sometimes you feel like, do I really want to pray for this intention? Because in the scheme of things, there's so many more important things to pray for. So I pray for those things, but this is a little favor. Just a little itty-bitty favor, please, God, please. Just help me out right now, please. Well, this is the story. This past November, every year I've hunted with this family, the Lassen family, every year since 1988. It's a tradition now. But it gets so difficult because I have so much to take care of that the crunch of time is more and more pressing. I was going on 4 hours of sleep. I got to our church in Rockville, Nebraska at 12:45. The church was 28 degrees. It was really cold. And I thought, I'm not turning on the heat for 4 hours of sleep. Got up at 3:45, had mass at 4:15. I was out there hunting before it got light. And I was asking myself, are you having fun yet? No. But it's a tradition in the Lassen family. I mean, they would be very disappointed if they didn't show up. And don't get me wrong, I don't mind hunting, but it's just there's not the time anymore. So I'm out there in the cold morning, and just as it's getting light, the deer are way out there. I crank up my scope to 9 power. I'm thinking, ah, that's too far of a shot. I'm not going to take it. Well, the morning kind of went by, and I got my prayers prayed, praying my breviary. Checking around from like ground line a little bit, and then we got together and regrouped and we went out for a drive. And all during this time, I'm saying, dear God, help me get my two deer. Now, that don't mean anything to you. It's not important, but for me, if I didn't get it, that means I'd have to go back another 3 hours to figure out how I'm going to figure this out in a week, because that's the schedule. And it'd just be very, very difficult. God, help me get these two here. Help me just get this out of the way. That afternoon, we're doing a drive. I mean, it is a wide open area. There's people blocking like a half a mile away. The seminarian here, T.N. Lee, the seminarian, he was with me, and he looked out for us. As soon as we started doing the drive, the deer kicked up and pulled his big rifle up, and the scope was way too powerful. The deer was only 20 yards away with branches, and everything was magnified in my face. It was just a quick shot. I thought, oh, I muffed this. I cranked the scope down, and the deer kept running. And my prayer was, dear God, help me get two deer today. I just blew that opportunity right there. Shot, and he kept running, and whatever. I walked another 50 minutes, and now I'm way past, you know, where we started. My scope is now turned on the four power. Pick up a deer, swing, shoot, hit him. Thank you, God, I know I got this one. I'm chasing after it. And I'm thinking, at least you got one. But God thinks, at least one. And I got to where the deer got to the top of the tree, tumbled down into a ravine. And I slid down the ravine, and lo and behold, God heard my prayers, because the first one I shot was laying next to the second one I shot. And I was like, thank you, Lord, I'm not worthy of you hearing any of my prayers. But they weren't next to each other, but within a stone throw, very close. I didn't even know I hit the first deer. And at that moment, I just said, I can go home, I can get back to business, and thank you that this is done and over with. But for the first year to run, I could have run anywhere, left, right, west, south, north, east, whatever. And for the second one to run back and tumble on next to the first one, that was just absolutely, to me, that's a miracle. And I believe in the power of prayer. After I tell this sermon, and I told this sermon and given the story quite a few times, those who competition, can I get a copy of that prayer? Okay, I think we can give you a copy of that prayer. But it's the urgent prayer to the infant Jesus. Very powerful, very beautiful prayer. Let's remember this when it comes to prayer. Prayer is breathing of the soul. Like we breathe and we get oxygen. And when we breathe healthy, fresh air, our minds are clear and we're invigorated. Well, when we pray, that is the breathing of our soul. We're getting grace to our mind to know God's will, and we're getting grace in our will to be strengthened to do God's will. So let us remember the importance and power of prayer, to pray every day. Without God, we can do nothing, but with God, we can do all things. And one last thing, this is a favorite quote of St. Paul. St. Paul says, my strength is in my weakness. Hey, what? When I am weak, I am strong. When I am weak, I realize I'm a sinner. I have a fallen human nature. I'm no master of the devil. He's clever. The world is so alluring. But I recognize my weakness, and with great trust and confidence, I go to Jesus and Mary. I go to them with great trust and confidence. In fact, total consecration, holy slavery, consecrating ourselves entirely to the Blessed Virgin, asking Mary to take us as her own, to protect us every single day. So that is my prayer for our graduates, that you stay close to Jesus and Mary, that you pray your prayers every day. It's my prayer for our new soldiers for Christ, we're to be confirmed. Stay close to our Lord and our Blessed Mother. Remember the grace you can receive at the sacrament of confirmation. And for all of us, remember if we pray, as St. Alfonso Liguori says, and persevere in prayer, we will save our soul. So let us be resolved. If there's anything to learn from what I'm saying is, let us learn to pray and pray well. Ask, and you shall receive. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.